just a ha'ara. The Gemara 9 Gimel Amud Aleph discusses. Someone's recording? Yeah, good. Somebody listened to the shir for the Havdalah. So he said that the problem with the recording is that I answer questions and they're not aware about what the questions that I'm answering for. So there was a request to be able to repeat the questions. So I don't know. Well, that's probably going to take a lot of time. Okay.
Everyone sits in the back.
Exactly right, yeah. Bari Rabbi Bar Chama, Cheresh Mao Shiefer Leishto, Intim Salomar Baal Mefer Beloy Shmiya, Mishma Dabar Mishmahu, Aval Cheresh Labar Mishmahu, Hainu Dereb Zera. So Gemara says, do you apply the din of Reb Zera? So this is what we were speaking about, Shalosh Shudis, a few weeks ago, when we spoke about the guy with the jaw surgery. I think I'm in the middle of like six sugyas right now. But, so clape that. So there was a guy, we discussed the Shagas Aryeh, that discussed a Geshmak HaTshuva of whether or not, how is an Ilim Yotze the mitzvah of Kriyashma? And Zechir Sitzias Mitzrayim, because he can't be maskir, he can't speak. So the just Ta'ara, Shagas Aryeh there says, is the Shagas Aryeh in Simin Vav, is a fascinating chiddush. Shagas Aryeh says, there's no problem. Because even though I'll tell me, Kol Aroy Labila in Bila Ma Kevesbo, so the halacha is by a mincha. They need to lechatchila be boilo the mincha, and even if you fill it, and even if you're not boilo your yotze, as long as you don't fill it up to the top, that blila would be shayach, right? Kol aroy lebila ain bila maskevavu. Kol shein aroy lebila bila maskevavu. So zok the shagas aryeh, so nilim also. So what you're telling me, he could be yotze through shmiya ka'ina, but you can't because it's not roy lebila. So Zok the Shagas Aryeh, right? That's the Shagas Aryeh's kasha. So Zok the Shagas Aryeh Yisoid. Shagas Aryeh says, and it's against some Rishonim, but the Shagas Aryeh says he thinks that the klal of Kol Aroy Labila only applies when there's a mitzvah lechachila to do that, like blila. But if there's no, if Shemeh Ka'oina is just as good, which is the Shagas Aryeh's assumption, as Dibor, and there's no difference, and there's no lechatchila to be medaber above being yotze through someone else, right? If you say kiddush Friday night, right? If I could be yotze through shamei kohen, or I could say it myself, right? There's no inyan not to be yotze. It's b'di'evet shamei kohen is lechatchila zok l'chagizar. So memela then kolaroy lebila would not apply. That's the yisur of the shekizar. So the Sefer Meir La'olam, who was an Achron after the Shagas Aryeh, right? About in the last century, I think. So he has a Taina on the Shagas Aryeh from our Gemara. So the Gemara is applying Reb Zera on this din of what? Of a Chirsh, the Lav Bar Mishma, who Haina de Reb Zera, Dam Reb Zera, Kol Aroy Labila, Ein Bila Ma'kefesbo. Right? We're not saying that the Baal is not going to find out about the nether. Avada, the Baal is going to find out about the nether. He can't be mefer without be finding out about the nether. But we just want to know what's pshat in the pasuk. What's pshat in v'shama? Is v'shama bedafka or is v'shama not bedafka? Right. That's one shaila. And then the Gemara says, and even in terms of learning, you want to say v'shama's lav dafka, but maybe you need a bar shmiya, right? Maybe the pshat in the pasuk is that you need a bar shmiya and a cheresh that's in a shemeya is not included in the pasuk, right? That's not to be Makayim Adin L'Chachila. The first Adarim will be Makayim, just like it would be with a Baal if you didn't need Shmiya, right? Again, we're holding that Shmiya is not Ma'akev. If Shmiya is not Ma'akev, so that means you don't need a Shmiya. So now, Elamai, what did Gemara say? But we still have a further suffix. Even if Shmiya is not Ma'akev, or maybe a Cherish is Nufka. Why is a Cherish Nufka? Because Kol Aroy L'Bile Im Bile Ma'akev Esbo. What L'Chachila are you being Makayim over here? So it's a raya, not like the Shagas Aryeh from Mar Gemara. Unless the Shagas Aryeh is going to say, Hagufa, he's only coming la'acher kechlos hakol, after the maskana. It's a very shver pshat. it's a stark taina on this chiddush of the Shagas Aryeh from our Gemara. Why did the Gemara apply the din of kol rilabila? And it seems to be mashal the din of kol rilabila is even by situations where there's no din lechatchila. You still need a ra'i for that parsha, which is going to have major nafkaminas la'aloch. Okay, so that's just ha'ara number one from the Gemara and Daf Ayin Gimel Aleph. I just want to skip to Ayin Gimel Mabez. Mishanim Ayin Gimel Mabez, I realized today, is a fascinating chiddush. And I didn't realize this right when I learned the Gemara the first time. Mishnah says, "Bogeres sheshasu yud beis chodesh v'almona lamid yomer blazer omer holu ba'al chayv mizonoseh yefir v'chacham omer ina ba'al meifir ad shetikanas l'rushusa." What does Reb Elazar say? Reb Elazar says, there's a din, right? And the Olam learned Ksubis over here. So there's a din that if you wait at 12 months, so there's a halacha of achiyav mezoinus from the Baal for Ishto even before they're actually technically fully married and he wasn't machdas l'chuppah, right? The chasanas back then were more like English chasanas, right? You have the two stages of the chasana. You know, I don't know if you guys ever been to an English wedding, but a lot of times in an English wedding, there's an intermission. It's pretty geschmack sometimes. Like it kills your day, but you have a break. You have the chuppah, the ceremony, and then you have later on you have the party and then the only problem is you have speeches. But that's like a totally different experience. The entire wedding. So back in Chazal, there was also two stages. They were a year apart from each other, but there was the Arison part, and then there was the Nisuan part. So what happens if a guy just doesn't get around to doing the Nisuan, to finishing off, to sealing the deal? So the halacha is by Gerish Hashalsa Yud Beis Chodesh. So he already is Chayiv and Mezoinus. That's a Gemara in the beginning of Ksubis and also the fifth parak of Ksubis, that the takana is that he has to start supporting his wife. Okay. So there is in the beginning of Ksubis, the Olam have a Chakira. Their Sameach has this Chakira. What's the nature of this takana that they said that you have to support your wife? So one way to Mahalach to understand it is that it's a knas. It's a knas that you're dilly-dallying. You're not finishing the deal. So therefore you have to start supporting your wife. But the other way to understand it is that no, that Chazal were metakin that there's actually Ishus over here. And in Mela, that's why there's a Chiyah B'Zaynus, because it's a function of already a connection that they're now going to create, and they're going to be Mechai of you because of that Ishus that there. It's not just a penalty.
Personally, why is it being made?
Well, excellent. So this is what I realized. Oh, so that's the Chakir. So that's the Yarsameach. The Yarsameach thinks, and there's a whole Chiddush at Reb Reuven Grzovsky. There's a whole piece in the beginning of Ksubis that he brings rise to this Yisoid, that there's actually a Gevista, a Nisuin, there's Ishus from this. It's not just a Knas and a response. So there's Sameach thinks the Nafkamina is whether or not from these Mezoinus would he also be Zeiche to her Maisi Yadayim. If you understand that there's a relationship over here, so then there has to be a reciprocity also, that your mom is treating me like man and wife without actually having the ceremony and the man and wife. So Chayra, just like Joe said, it's a Raya Brura from our Gemara, at least within Rabbi Elazar. Now, in light of this Chakira, now you have to read the Gemara. What does the Gemara say? Amar Rabba, Rabbi Elazar, Mishnah Rishayna, Amru Davar Echad. What's Mishnah Rishayna? This not. Noisim Lepsula Yud Beis Chodesh, Lefarnis Atzma, Higia Yud Beis Chodesh. What happens after 12 months? Oichelas Mishalayva, Oichelas Betruma. So Mida Araisa, just a little background. There's a few sugis and shas like this. Mida Araisa, the Torah says that once a woman is kinyan kaspo, which means once he gave her kesef kedushin, she's allowed to be oicheles betruma. Okay? How do you know if you're mekadosh b'shtar or mekadosh b'biya? That's a great shaila. The Gemara says makish havayis la'adadi. The Gemara has a rise. So kinyan kaspo, once she's my kinyan, so then I could be meichel her in truma midaraisa. Midarabonon, they were goyzer not to give her truma. Gzera shema yachzer le bnei beisa. She's not going to be fully in the house.
She's going to be eating a nash of truma, and then she's going to give her little sister's going to want to sip, whatever, and then it's going to be a bad protocol. Or the Gemara says a second day, chayshinu mishum simple. Maybe there's going to be a mekachtos, there's going to be a mum, and then they're going to go back on the whole kiddushin, and then it turns out you ate truma and you were a czar, and that's going to be chiyav misab de shemai. So the Gemara says, Higia yid beis chaydish v'yichalas mishalai v'yichalas b'tshuma. But if she's not a stamer arusa, but Higia yid beis chaydish already, so now she kataka yid truma. Avala yavam, but if he dies, the brother, and there's a yavam, eino maichu b'tshuma. When is he eino maichu b'tshuma? So that's Machlokes Rishonim, the Ran quotes over here. He's eino maichu b'tshuma in any case, or is he eino maichu b'tshuma if the brother never finished the 12-month period? Aval ayavam eino maichu b'tshuma osa shir shechadosh mifnei abal v'shir shechadosh mifnei ayavon v'afilu kulu mifnei abal chosu yom echad oy kulu mifnei ayavon chosu yom echad eino achalos b'tshuma zu mishne rishayna. So by the way, just parenthetically, what's the din of the yavam? What's the mashmos of the gemara? Sounds like if it was b'fnei abal chosu yom echad, means he had 11 months and 28 days, 29 days, right? Then the Yavim is not Meichel. Shmos is, if there was a full-fledged Yud Beis Chodesh by the Baal, so the Yavim is not Mafkia that Achila. So that's a Machloikas Rashi and Tosis. Rashi holds not like that. Rashi, the Ran says, in Dira Maschel Vafilu, Perish Rashi Shem and Perikav Alpi, the Lav Dafka Chosu Yoy Mechad, the Lav Dafka Zar Gemara. Dafilu kulam bifnei abal, eino yichelos b'shur shayavam. Why? Because yafir osam b'dichsev kinyan kaspoi. V'hai kinyan kesef ta'ochifu. It's not kinyan kaspoi. You're not the kinyan kesef of the yavam. You're the kinyan kesef of the dead brother. So how is that going to be matter you and achila right now? Aber zogt der ben tam, not so. Ben kein das ben tam, la davka khos yo mecher, aber mach um kulm bifnei abal, a khalos mishol yavam. Denn hi de yavam mino mach mi ul mas de mi de mach mas. If she already was zeiche to eating from the other husband, so he's not going to lose it. So it's a shaila, why is that? Is it that Rabbeinu Tam understands that what? That the Yavam could be Kinyan Kaspo and like the Kinyan of the brother transfers to the Mises Habal? Is it a Yavamistik alumnus? Or perhaps one could say that she has a Gavista status. She has a status that she's eating Machmasa herself. Maybe. Maybe we're talking about a situation after Nisuin. Whatever it is, this Rabbeinu Tam needs a hezber. What the Machlokes Rashi Rabbeinu Tam in terms of why he's able to be Yerush, why he's able after 12 months or not able, like Rashi, after 12 months, what does that say and dictate about the relationship between the Yavam and the brother? But Lein Yonenu, back to, I don't want to get sidetracked into that sugya, which is a fascinating sugya on its own. Bezdin shel acherim amru ena isha oichalos b'tshuma shetarkanos l'chupa. And then the Mishnah Achorina came along and said, this is bad. We're not going to allow a woman to eat truma even after Yud Beis Chodesh until she goes into the full-fledged chupa and there's a full-fledged nisuin. So what's Rabbah saying? So Rabbah's saying, Rabbi Lozer sounds like he's saying, like the Mishnah Rishayna. Just like the Mishnah Rishayna held what? You could eat truma. So too, you could also be made for Nadarim. So Joe's tithing, isn't this Megala that there's Mamish Ishus from this Inyan? And it's not just an Ishus of a Takana, right? It's an Ishus of, it's Megala on a Kesher even to work on a level of Daraisa. No, Nadarim. What's with our Mishnah? It can't just be a knas. How does that give you now rights on a level of daraisa to interact with her in the darm? So now the shaila is, what happens now? So what happens now? Zok the Gemara, that's Rabbah, right? Zok the Gemara, Amar le Abaye Dilma Lohi. Ad kan loikom mishmin and mishna rishayna el lamechel betruma derabonon. Which means what, by the way? Truma derabbanan means a truma bizman hazeh, a truma of an otzitz nakuf, of an otzitz sheinu nakuf, or a truma with a chashash derabbanan. Meaning, what's the reason not to allow her to eat even on a level of the erusin? It's gzeira mishum simpoin, gzeira shema yachilenu lebnei besa, right? Those are all chashashos what? Midrabbanan. Now, to carry that over to now afaris the darim, that's what Tana's saying. Maybe Abai is saying that you can't now take a din of a takonim midrabbanan of mezainis and now extrapolate the dinim d'araisa, which is afaris nadar. Right? It would be ridiculous to say, right, that Rabbi Lazar would have a shaykhis to Mishnah Rishayna would have a shaykhis to Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Lazar is one step further. But even if you say that, Netano, still Rabbi Lazar, you see it. Meaning Abai is saying, don't pin what Rabbi Lazar is saying on the Mishnah Rishayna. Mishnah Rishayna would never go that far. But Abai still has to be masking what Rabbi Lazar says. What's Pshat Rabbi Lazar? Must be that Rabbi Lazar sees Ishus there. And that's the nature of the Chiyuv Mezoinus. The Chiyuv Mezoinus is a function of an Esuin that exists. It's unbelievable. Today, I was mamish, like, I couldn't believe this Raya. And I was just like, you know, looking at some Sfar. I just tried to like pull out some Ksuba Sfar that I had. So I saw Shtikal Torah from I didn't even chap his name. From a Kovitz that I have from Lakewood and on Maseches Ksubis. So in the beginning of Ksubis on the din of Shaktu on the, so he brings this raya. He brings this raya that even if you hold like the Tzad of Yerusamech, that's Mishum Knas, it has to be that there's episode relationship there. It's a Knas on someone that there's something b'yisaydai that's a function of Nisuan. How do you understand Rabbi Lazar? Is it Rabbi Lazar saying Adinda Raisa?
Okay. Good.
So far, what's the Gemara saying? Nedarim d'araisa loy. So you can't combine Mishnah Rishayna with Rabbi Lazar. But Rabbi Lazar l'chayra, right in the first daya, that in the first explanation that works. Now the Gemara says, "Ad kan loy shamis l'Rabbi Lazar elagabin nedarim k'derav Pinchas mishmei d'rava da'amar kol anederes adas bayli anederes." So now Netanel is saying, no, maybe I don't have a riot. This all you said. Why? Because the Gemara neutralizes this whole thing. And the Gemara is saying what? That Rabbi Lazar wouldn't even say like Mishnah Rishayna. You want to tell me a svar legabi nedarim? Nedarim have a din of kol nederes adas baili nederes. But what? But now you want to say from Rabbi Lazar, I can extrapolate that. Now she could eat truma, even though she wasn't nichnas l'chuppah after the Yud Beis Chadashim, that she has a chiyuv mezainis. Zok the Gemara, no, there you don't have a svara of kol nederes adas baili nederes.
You don't have to rely on ishus.
Right. That's what Natan is learning. That's what he's saying. It's just a new svara that's the way Nadarim works, that she thinks about the husband. So now Natan...
Not husband, because there's no ishus. But...
Oh, so this is what I want to know. So l'chayru, what Netanel is saying is he's mamish saying a big chiddush in the words of the Gemara, and this is a kasha of Tosfos in Nida.
Tosfos in Nida, that's a bomb kasha. The Gemara there is talking about kiddushim midrabbanan.
And the Gemara says that the Baal has the ability to be mefer. And the Gemara says, why? Because of Rapinchos kol anederes hadas baili anederes. This is Tesis and Nidan daf mem vavam mebeis.
What's the Rabban there?
The Kedushin. It was a Kedushin of a Ktana, a Kedushin Mir. Yeah? So the Gemara says... The Rav Pinchas Darmar Al Das Baali Nederes. Vim Timer. Listen to this kash. It's like you see a Taisus and you're like, I don't even know what I've just been doing for the last 3 years learning Nara Marasa. Listen to this Taisus. It's like this is real. Vim Timer Imkein Amay Nichtav Paparshas Nedarim Debal Meifril Ishto. What's the whole chiddush of Parshas Nedar? Once you have Rav Pinchas, like it's Tach Pasha. What's the whole chiddush? Afilu Enu Ishto. Kagon Hocha Bal Meifer Al Daita Nederes. This is not Ishus. This is a kiddush in me, and it's a kiddush in the Rabbanan. So you're telling me what? No, it happens to be an umdina that a woman thinks about a man. So Mimela, he has the ability to be made for the Nedarim. That's why, right? So Taisa says, I don't even understand the Parshas Torah. I can't even learn Parshas Matas. Well, what's the whole what have we been talking about for the whole last year? Nara Marasa. So Taisa, you're right. You know what you need the Parak Nara Marasa? You know what you need this Parash for? Yeshleimer the Itzchuk Le'inyan Shim Amar Keim Lechi She'enu Yachol Lehefer. You know what the whole Chiddush of Hafar is? I would have known it Misvara. You know what the whole Chiddush of Hafar is, Parshas Nedarim is? If the Baal's Mekayim, then he doesn't have the ability to be made for anymore. If he's Mekayim the Nether, it's lost. It's like Mamish, in light of this Tosis, you think about what we learned about a few months back. Which one's is it, Reb Chaim? Is the Hakama the Chiddush, or is Hafara just a lack of Nether? Is the Hakama the Chalois? Is Hafara Chalois? Tosis is saying Hafara is Pasha. Hakama, after Hakama, you lose this Chus of Hafara. But Hafara of the Baal, that's not a Chiddush. It's just Kolon Aderes, Adas Baal in Aderes. Inami Zaktoishis, Shem de Kamar Achmona, Baal Mefer Kamar, De La Oilam Al Daito Hino Aderes. No. Or the Torah is telling you that why you should know that always her Das is on him. The Afal Gav. And even though over here it's not marriage, she thinks that he's like a husband. And therefore, she's toileted on him. So Taisus is assuming that you don't need a chiddush of a Torah. This Gemara is telling you that you don't need a chiddush of Hafaris Sabal. It's just because of Kolon Aderes, Al Das Baal Hino Aderes. This Tosas L'Chora fits with the Yesh Omer Min the Ran, that the Yesh Omer and the Ramban and the Ran holds, which happens to be the Ramban Shita, that Kolon Aderes Al Das Baal is not limited to Das Baal. Let's say I'm toiling my nether on Daniel Small. If he's masking to my nether, so then I'm going to have a nether. So that also works. Kol Noderes, Al Das Daniel, Noder. Right, I stipulated that, right? Why is that any different?
So what's Hoil Baal Chayim Bezonos?
What do you mean?
Sounds like the reason it can be made there is there Omer Hoil Baal Chayim Bezonos.
I'll ask you a better kasha. What's the Chiddush of Hafaras Habal? Like, what's the entire parsha? Meaning, what you're essentially asking is, what does this have to do with Habal? So what? How does Rav Pinchas learn the parsha? What's going on over here? Like, this Gemara is earth-shattering. How do you deal with this? And let's say a woman says, I'm taking a neder, and I could not... Let's say you have that similar to the Maisa we spoke about. You have a woman in a real fight, right? Which is probably where most of these Nedarim came out, right? And they didn't make Havdalah and Matzah Shabbos, and they didn't spill the wine. And there was a Shalom Bayis issue, right? And she takes a neder, and you know what? I really want a shtach in bed. I could not care less what your das is. Afal pichin, I'm going to be neder. What would Rav Pinchas hold there? What would be Hafaras Haba? I didn't see any mefarshim ala mikra that say that the Yom Shomo doesn't apply anti-das, right? You know, or if the woman's to be, it depends how much of a fight it is. You know, like we should keep this sigah between us. You know, like this could cause really problems. The Baal's going to lose the schus harafara. But I don't understand. It's al das baili hinoderes. So the emes is the Ritva. The Ritva writes that's the answer to Tosfos Kasha. That the chiddush is kol anederes hadas b'ali anederes. The chiddush of Afara is that even if she stipulates not, so that you know yarda Torah l'soif daita, and that she you know you can go against the das of the one. The Gilyan Hashas quotes it from the Ritva on our daf. He quotes this Ritva. Quotes a similar Chuvas Arash, but he makes a little distinction. But these Rishonim hold even if she would stipulate. But what are all these Rishonim? I'm putting them all in one camp. What are all these Rishonim kvetching away? It's mamish just being Toila the Neder and someone else. Memela the Ramban says that there should be no difference if you would just be neither Aldas Acher, Aldas Daniel Small, and it's no different. That's the Chiddush HaTorah.
And in that situation, wouldn't you say it outright?
Excellent. So I want to get there in a second. Excellent. Just hold that thought, Natan. The Ran disagrees with that. The Ran says this is crazy, this is ridiculous, and it's basically oikir everything. I'm adding more to the Ran, but the Ran says, "What do you mean? You need a lashon of hafara. There's dinim of hafara. Let's be meisif onto the Ran's kasha." The Ran says that these ikad the mialfa mehoch the mishen noider al adas chavira areza yochel hater neder shalol pichacham. It's four lines down from the Dibur Matzchah v'Ika. Vizu etzli shigiges hayra. This is Merapsa and Igri. The afal gab the omer the aldas bailey no there's a feel wachi tzarch bal sheyfer la boisei loshin shekotzvel on atayra. Ugzeres hakosavi. What are we learning this past month, year? What is the perek? Rabbi said, what's going on over here? Mamish, you could slam in the middle of the perek. You have a din of Rav Pinchas, and you don't even know what implications that has on the entire parsha that you've been learning for years. Mishamachi ain't called a shine shoving boy. How does it work? It's ugzeres hakosav. It's hafara. Rabbi say, let's make matters worse. Baal Megas Gaius. I understand. If he's Toilet Benedra, if I say Daniel Small is, I'm going to Toilet my Nedra on what Daniel Small says. That's not Megas Gaius. He never wants the Nether, so it's gone. It's a Gloy Milslam Afreya, who was never a Nether. What does that mean? Nisroikna, all the dinim that you've discussed, Yoim Shomo, all these dinim, what does it mean? L'chari the Ran's right. How do you deal with the Lashon of Kol Nedaris Adas Baili Nedaris? What does that mean? What does that mean? So l'chayra, what that means is that as whoever she associates as her husband, even in Nisu and Rabbanon, that'll be where the Torah was Mechadish HaFara. That'll be where the din of HaFara applies. But it's HaFara and only HaFara, not someone else. Yeah.
Just that, so going to Rabbi Eliezer says 12 months.
Right.
So is that like arbitrary, or we're saying that after 12 months of being usher to everyone besides this one, but really him also, but he designated her, and it's been like 12 months of that, now all of a sudden she's like only associating with him, but like after 11 months of that, like that's not the case? Like they just, meaning they had to choose some cutoff, so they chose 12 months of being usher to, like there's no other men in the world that she'd be thinking about anymore because it's been 12 months of her being ushered to the entire world and waiting to get married to this one guy.
So you're saying what changes in her das from 11 to 12?
Yeah, and then also, like, what is it? I mean, is it the fact that it's been so long where, like, no one else is shy after her? So, like, she's not thinking about anyone else? Like,
maybe she's dependent on him.
Right. Right. The L'chair, it's because of the support. It's because. So she associates with him as from the chiyuvim of the husband. Right.
I guess not right. 11 months, it wasn't.
Right. So now, again, so if you understand like the Ran, right? The Ran, L'chair would totally not be maskim to Tosis Kasha, Nida, right? Kushime Karolesa, what do you mean, what do I need the Chiddush of Hafaras Nedarim? Father, I need, it's only by Hafaras Nedarim, and this is a Chiddush HaTorah. It just, the mechanics of the Torah is because of Kol HaNedaris, Aldas Baili Nedaris. Which, by the way, like, you have to a little bit work on what is it, this is not Darshin and Time of Dekra. What are we doing over here? Not really. We're just saying what the Dekra is. So therefore it's not Darshin and Time of Dekra. But the Ran's saying,
Rav Pinchas is not changing Afaras Nedarim. Pinchas is not saying a new mechanics on the way you're being Matir Neder. This is the Chiddush HaTorah. Tosfos Nida is Bechlal wrong. All these Rishonim have no, you can't. The first day it fits like the Ran and Darm. But now the Shaila is, right? So if you learn like the Ran and Tanel, so then what? You're not leaving the world of Ishus. You still need that connection. You need someone that she associates with Ishus, like Daniel's pointing out now, like you said, from his Zionist. And then even Nisuin Durabanan, L'Chayra, would also have that association that on that type of neder, on that type of association, that's where the Torah was mechadish, the koyach of hafara. So now, L'Chayra, you still see a connection L'Fi Rabbi Elazar. Right, you don't see a knas, you see a connection, you see an ishus. But if you understand like the Tosfos and Nida, like the Ramban, and you're taking the approach that no, this is really far is not a chiddush. Like the first day in Tosfos and Nida, far is not a chiddush. It's only the chiddush atayr is only if he's making, so then that stops the ball rolling. How far is that? And this is just no different than what? Than Toila Nidro Alacher on Daniel Small. So now it has implications on what the Maskana of the Gemara is. Are we leaving the world of Ishus? Is that necessary? But then you really have to ask yourself a question. So how do you deal with all the Dine HaTorah? How do you deal with everything that we've learned that works within the Parsha of Afara? And it's not going to work al derech just being toila tanai on the neder of al das chavir. So chur, you're going to have to say, like Netanel said, that over here I'm not stipulating anything. I didn't say my neder is toli on Daniel. Over here I just took a neder as a wife. The Torah was yarda l'soif daiti, that what? That has an automatic connection to the husband, that the husband can respond. So the chayra, those rishonim are going to say, that's the answer to the Ran's kasha. In such a matzav, where I'm not the feirish toilet al das chaveroi, and I don't stipulate the tnai that this neder should only be with a haskama of yenim, and I just took a neder, I just happened to be in the domain of this husband. So in such a matzav, where the Torah grants you that ability to be Mayfair, so that's why you're going to have certain dinim and certain parameters of the Chiddush HaTorah of Afara, which won't apply by Achir. So, but still, I can extrapolate from there the din of being Noider Al Das Chaveiro. Because the reason why the Torah gave me the Koyach Afara is just from a Kleina Svara of Toila daso daito al das acher. It's just that what's unique about here is that I didn't stipulate it based on him. I'm just in his domain. So the Torah said, oh, when you're married, we make it as if you were toila your das on the acher. And now that's going to have certain dinim because it's we make it as if, and therefore it's going to be based on our rules and regulations. Comes out over here that doesn't necessarily have to be a function of Ishus from the Maskana, because it's working mitzad kolon aderes das baila. But Rabbi Isai, and with this I close, right? Obviously a short chabur turns into a long chabur. But Rabbi Isai, it's just earth-shattering, the implications of this Gemara. What is hafar? How is this working? And what are the implications, like abe other people? And what is the Chiddush HaTorah? So however, this machlekes, the Ramban and the Ran, in these 2 days, it should be the hakdama of the parak, and what's even more complicated, the Rashba assumes that this applies bein lafaras abal bein lafaras av yesh lachkor. Maybe one could say av is different, like we suggested earlier in the year. The av is because of my domain. The av is not because of a kesher and a relationship that might connect to this chakira as well. But however you slice it, at the end of the day, this machloek is between the Ramban and the Ran, and in light of the Tosfos and Nida and the Ritva on how to deal with the kasha of what is the Chiddush of Afara, which is clearly in the along the lines of the of the first day in the round that the round rejects, is now going to have tremendous implications in terms of understanding the parsha of Afaras Nedarim and the relationship between the husband and the wife. All right, Yashar Koyach.